772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And every demon spirit, and every evil angel, if you walk with God. You know, think about something a moment. The behavior of Peter. And all this will tie into what we're studying, the behavior of Peter. Peter took the Lord one day, and we know the story. Got excited, whirled the Lord around, took him, you know, I don't know if it's an exaggeration now, but took him, looked him in the face and said, "Lord, this will never happen to you." And I'm paraphrasing, because I ain't going to let it happen. And the Lord looked Peter in the eye and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man." Now notice something. Peter said, "Lord, I'll die with you. I'll fight for you. I'll go to prison with you. I'll do." And I believe Peter would have. But the Lord bound Satan. So even though Peter wanted to be with the Lord, he followed him afar off. He was following. See, he didn't have the understanding, so the Lord had to bind the devil that would have had Peter, you know, going crazy with his sword. That devil was bound. So Peter, look at it, Peter followed afar off. He wanted to, but that enemy that wanted to use him was bound because he didn't understand the plan. See, sometimes. Things aren't working or they don't get in order because you don't understand the plan. You don't understand the formation. In other words, you're out of formation. And you love God. You do everything that you're supposed to that you know of. You're not perfect, but you do it. But yet, you're following afar off. That's why we need to understand formations. Supernatural formations. How to see John went into the judgment halls with him. Peter, the one that Jesus had to bind the devil in, or bind the devil off, he followed him afar off. And all the time he followed him afar off, he was saying, "I don't know. I don't know the man." You understand? So this is why we need to understand. Let me say it this way, how to flow with God. Amen. How to move in spirit dimensions. Because see, if you get up in there, people get up in there without knowing God, it's messed up. It's messed up. They become a tool of the devil. Peter got into a place he didn't belong in, and Jesus bound that devil. He said, "No, you won't use Peter like this." And so, as robust as much as Peter loved God and would have fought for God, you saw he cut the guy's ear, all right. 500 soldiers, he got his little old sword out. But the enemy was bound. See, sometimes your good intentions. Say amen real loud. Let's get for real here. Sometimes your good is not good enough. Because it's just the enemy wanting you to settle for what you think is right versus what God wants. You know, a sign of not wanting God's will or not, you know, well, let me say it that way. A sign of you not really walking God's will is anxiety. Say amen again. Amen. When you're anxious, you know, when you just got the can't help it, just can't sit still, don't have peace. That's an indication that you are not yielded to God. Amen. Say amen real loud. Help me out, Holy Ghost. I lost everybody. I'm not talking about complacency, slothfulness, indolence. idleness. I'm talking about having the peace of God. Amen. Well, your mind's not racing, because again, your mind, your thoughts are a gate. You let stuff in and you keep stuff out. That's why the word says, finally, my brethren, think on these things. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things and the peace of God. See, somebody let something in that gate and it's troubling you, it's pushing you. Somebody has spoken some stuff into your life. See, your ear gate, watch what comes into your ear. Somebody that don't know God done convinced you to think otherwise. When you had the peace of God, you were thinking God's way. See, people getting you in a hurry, getting you all out of the will of God. Now you all out of step with God, worried about stuff. God, why is this? And just yesterday you had peace. Amen. Went to work and somebody threatening. We're talking about soteria. Deliverance from temporal evils. When we say temporal evils, evils in this world. This is the temporal realm. While we look not at the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporary. But we look at the things that are not seen, for the things that are not seen are eternal. So this part of salvation that we have received is for the temporal realm. Tell somebody it's a benefit. It's a benefit. Now this takes some discipline. This takes some development. When we got saved, you didn't do anything to earn salvation. Amen. That was our free gift. Yes. Now we've been loaded down with benefits as heirs, but as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from a servant. In other words, there are things that are kept from us because we act like children. And so trials and tests are measured out to us. Remember, we read a while back, it is good that I've been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. And so God doles out a little bit to chasten us, to bring us back into the pattern. To get you back at rest. I'm telling you, there's something sovereign that's coming towards you. It's big. It's huge. It's awesome. It's bigger than you think. But it requires that you rest. It requires you to rest. Not be idle, but rest. You can be reading. You can be studying. You can be trying to figure stuff out and still at rest. Jesus was crowded, thronged with people all around him, but he was at rest. And his spirit was sensitive. Who touched me? He said, Lord, all these thousands of folks hollering and touching you and pushing and shoving, and you say, who touched you? But somebody touched him in faith. And he felt the virtue. Isn't that amazing? No matter what the circumstance around you, you sense the move of the Holy Spirit. That's how God wants us. He's given us salvation for this temporal realm. Amen? All right, the salvation is the word soteria. S-O-T-E-R-I-A, soteria. To save, it means deliverance. You see, in this world, he knew that we would go through things. There'd be stuff that get on you, stuff that challenges you. But he's given us deliverance. What's that for? When you need deliverance, tell somebody, I got deliverance. Sometimes I need deliverance. Sometimes sickness tries to get on your body and don't want to get off. You know, with the food that we have today, you know, it's easy. You know, it's in the food, a whole bunch of chemical, all this stuff is in the food. So we really got to be exercising this soteria. Deliverance, preservation. We talked about those mason jars last time. We just like, we got vacuum packed into a mason jar. You are only as young as you think, or old as you think. See, feelings will follow you. They'll follow your thoughts. You discipline your mind, your body, your feelings will follow. Amen. I said feelings will come under subjection.
Amen.
Amen. That DNA of God is running warm in your veins. If you believe, that's the currency of the kingdom. If you believe, you will release those kingdom endorphins. They say, yes, I am a child of the King. Yes, with me, nothing is impossible. Yes, with me, I am blessed and highly favored wherever I go. I might encounter a devil here and there, but at the end of the day, watch God's favor be on my life. Watch God bless me. Watch me be the head and not the tail. Watch, no weapon formed against me in this temporal realm will be able to prosper against me. Amen. No enemy will be able to harm me. Amen. Because I'm going to exercise soteria. Amen. Jesus gave it to me and I'm going to exercise it. You got to guard your gates. You know, is Brother Willie in here? Yeah, I tried to run him over today. not literally, but you know, they always meet me when I come in to the parking lot, and he was walking, you know, in the drive, so I always pull up and back up. And so he's walking like this, and so I said, I ain't gonna back up, I'm just gonna keep on moving. And he's walking, then all of a sudden he sees me. I said, you better be watching. I said, you better watch. You never know. See, sometimes we're not watching our gates. And the Lord already told us, give the devil no place. Well, look at that. Give. He can't take a place. But he watches sometimes how you feel. He don't know what you think. But what you think will show up on your face. Huh? You used to belong to him. He knows you, knows a little bit about your old self. And what he does, like with Jesus, after 40 days, he was hungry. You know, when you're hungry, your posture. See, some of us don't know hunger. We don't know hunger. Now, don't tell me, I was hungry. No, you wasn't hungry. You go somewhere where people are hungry, for real. It's another world. And a lot of times, hunger ain't manifesting in bones. It's manifesting in swelling up. Well, I was so hungry. No, you wasn't. You just had Burger King. You talking about something that ain't a long time. Had nothing. You know, their whole, everything about them is almost like an animal. Just anything. Not saying that it was like that with Jesus, but it says after 40 days, he was hungry. And the devil discerned that, because for 40 days, with a fasted and a prayed up life, the devil couldn't touch him.
Amen.
I'm not saying that you don't have to, you go with 40 days without eating, but a fasted life. You understand what I mean? Where you're not just out there worldly, sinning. You obey God. You go to your job. You do things.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.